The first tower in BD Living's new Fraser Mills waterfront community in Coquitlam got the city's blessing this week. On Monday, September 25, council unanimously approved a development permit for BD to build a 36-story high-rise called Debut, with 318 homes at 1251 Guman Plural. The name of the street is in honor of a Sikh pioneer who worked at the former sawmill site called Fraser Mills. According to a report from Chris McBeath, Coquitlam's acting director of development services, the inaugural building on the 1.3 acres will be located east of Kong Court, also named after a Fraser Mills pioneer of Chinese descent. And the building design will draw inspiration from the sawmill's historical legacy, he wrote, using elements that evoke floating wood logs and stacked lumber. Still, Kaun Brent Asmundson criticized the design, saying he'd like to see more of a standout structure next to the Fraser River. McBeath said the building will also include a public art piece in the plaza on the northeastern corner, valued at $350,000. Currently, BD has three more Fraser Mills development permits in the works for council consideration. A 47-story building with 461 units that will potentially include 266 market rental homes and 195 non-market homes, immediately east of the Guman site. An industrial warehouse with offices, north of the Guman site. A 32-story residential high-rise with 309 units and childcare center for 69 kids, immediately south of the Guman site. McBeath said the Guman building, which will generate about $7.6 million for the municipality in development cost charges, DCC, is located in the Fraser River floodplain. As a result, the ground floor slab is at 20 featuring geodetic, or at average, mean sea level. As for the building podium, it will be 5 stories high, with 32 townhomes at the base. A total of 376 parking spaces are planned, made up of 344 residential spots, all with level 2 outlets for electric vehicle charging, and 32 visitor stalls. In addition, BD is proposing 433 bike spots plus a bicycle maintenance station and bike wash for the future residents. Meanwhile, the multi-million-dollar sales center for the 96-acre master plan community is expected to open this fall.